Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Spear of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to Jesus? Come on. And let's bless him from the depth of our heart for such an amazing time and the privilege to be a beneficiary of his word, to be at the right place at the right time. Just go ahead in just a moment. Bless him. Just bless him. Just bless the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like men.
Father, we give you praise and we ask this morning you will communicate your word to your people in simplicity and clarity, and you will bless us. We give you praise, precious Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Church, please be seated. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Dreams of Life. Please be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. All I would like to, today is your first time, officially welcome you for second service. We promise it's going to be a great time under God. In the name of Jesus. And we started a new series. All right. I believe you should be excited more. Titled, A Good Marriage is Not a Miracle. How would you describe a miracle? One, it is sudden. It is supernatural. It is the intervention of God in the affairs of men. But when it comes to the subject of marriage, there are laid down principles on how to work it out. Amen. How to what? Work it out. Amen. And I ask that the Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Now again, we're going to use this background study, Genesis chapter number 2. Genesis chapter number 2. But now I'm going to jump to verse 12. Genesis 2:12. All right, and the gold of land. Talking about the river that flows from the Garden of Eden. All right, let's go to 13 quickly. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It is that which compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. Yes. The name of the third river is Edekel. It is that which goeth towards the east of Assyria, and the fourth Euphrates. And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden. Amen. I said amen. So you must understand, Eden is not a garden, but there is a garden in Eden. Amen. Uh-huh. So that by the time you look at Adam, all you are thinking is one vegetable garden and it was there. No. It's still the same head. Praise God. And the instruction is to spread the influence of the presence. And There's no way we can do proper study on the subject of kingdom and expansion, all right, without paying attention to this formula. We have to pay attention to this formula. All right, to dress it and to do what? Keep it. Now, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but where's continue, please. Of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man in my presence, the man with my assignment, the man who is keeping my work, the man doing my biddings, it is not good that this kind of man should be alone. Praise God. Alright, so it is not good. But if you look at Genesis 1, everything God will say, this one is good, this one is good, this one is good. This is the first time we are saying the Bible God said it's not good. When you say something is not good, what does it mean? It's not right. It is not proper. But at the time I got married, I knew it is not good for a man like that to be alone. Yes. It is not good. I wasn't. You don't understand what I'm saying? So when you start feeling that it is no longer good for you to be, it is not good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you are just always looking at you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because this second service, I came another spirit. So, So this is the first service I was gentle. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It is not. Oh, yes. It's not good. Tell your neighbor, are you doing what is good? Before my wife came into the scene, I got quit notice from almost every house I've lived. Yes. One time like that, I counted people in my house. There were over 20. This one will sleep. And when I come out of the room and go to the living room at night, you'll be seeing bodies. From people. Bodies. This one is lying there. I put leg on this one. That one is looking like this. This one is bodies scattered everywhere. So my life was not orderly. Yes. But when a woman comes to you, you are going to be arranged, you are going to be proper. So today I want to focus on some of these matters that it is not good. Oh yes. Sister, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you like what you hear? Do you like what you hear? Oh yes. Praise God. And the funny thing is that my preaching is just starting. So you can't even pray, oh Lord, let him move on. No. Say, it is not good. That the man should be alone. I will make. Amen. So she's not going to drop from the sky. God is going to make your helpmate. It is a process that takes time. And you know, see, let me tell you. I can't remember the registered word for these guys. There are some kind of fashion designers that when they want to make your suit, they are going to put the materials on you and cut it on. Do you know the name for that? They will cut it. So when you wear the suit and come out, you will look like John Wick. Because it is custom made. So sometimes, I think I was saying something, that sometimes you are seeing people online and they are putting what we ordered versus what was delivered. But they are not also seeing the body type that ordered it and the body type. Oh, yes. So let me speak on behalf of the fashion people. But in this case, it is bespoke. God makes your own original. That's why change what I'm saying. Your original, this is the right leg in the right shoe. Yes. Yes. One time like that, maybe you like a sister, and then the sister says, I'm going to check you out. I'm going to keep checking you out. She's checking you out. I say, okay, I've read this part. She's checking you out. It's not your size. Yeah. Because this morning I was addressing a major cultural issue, all right, that the scripture is above tradition. So now I want to talk about the culture of keeping brothers waiting like food inside microwave or inside trees. You keep you it. Jesus said, "I know my sheep; they know me. They hear my voice and they follow." Yeah, but this person will take 1 year. Say, I'm still praying. 2 years. I'm still praying. You allow somebody to be praying about you for 2 years. 2 years. Say, I'm praying. I'm checking him out. I'm checking him out. So I want to address one some of the traditional reasons why many people are single. Is that okay? Can I be, so this one is 100% violence, so it's not. Yeah. So let me just tell you now, so by the time we start, so nobody is going to go out and ease yourself. So we are here. Oh yes. Do you know what you want? Hey, do you know what you want? Are you sure? Because let me tell you, if you have not gotten your identity correctly, you will not know what you want. You've got to know who you are before you know what you want. If not, God, Bible says that God brought different creatures and different animals to meet Adam to check them out. Creatures and animals. Chimpanzee also look like human being, but chimpanzee is not an helpmate. True or not true? Yes. Dog is man's best friend, but dog is not an helpmate. True or not true? But we're in a generation that people, somebody can wake up and decide to marry a bingo. Yeah. So, have you seen what is happening in America and all those? People are marrying dogs. One time a woman married a cat. They now made some suit for the cat. Yes. But there are individuals that they are human beings, but they have the character of a cat. And then somebody has agreed to marry them. Marry your size. Tell your neighbor, marry your size. Yes, so I'm going to, the format of this, I'm going to teach them, I'm going to instruct. So I want to instruct. So you marry your size. God, he said, I will make. So one time like that, I get angry with tailors because somebody will measure you, then now sew something. I like, did you measure my shadow with this? You also did you measure my shadow? You measured me. So how come this thing is having 2 inches long? I think the trouser is now baggy. Yes. Said God said he will make an help meet for me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Before I met my wife, I suffered. Ah! I suffered. I my eyes saw. Oh yes. Oh yes. I don't even want to bring many matters up because maybe some of them are even watching the whole stuff. Yes. But there are some I can never forget like that. Somebody just look at me and look at me. Look at me. I say, it's not bad, Amy. They could bad, no. Ah. Yeah. So I think I shared the story with you of one time. I think that's my most, I can never forget that one. So one time I was talking with the sister. I said, what is your love language? She said, prayer. I said, I pray too. I mean, what is your love language? She said, prayer. I said, well, no, Wala. I didn't know that it was. Oh, yes. Yeah. Till, I don't like to look at my wife when I'm sharing these stories. I was very sick. I had malaria. But what is going to make me fine is just some very caring words and some indomie and egg. Because that season of my life was a very painful season. So somebody that will rescue me and then give me some indomie and egg, and all, it's going to make me fine and I'm going to be finer. Yeah. But, you know, this sister has been watching Pastor Chris Eklume. Yeah. So she came, she heard I was not feeling fine. And she came to where I was laying down. And she looked at me. I felt like a patient. She looked at me and then. Inside my mind, I was I say, oh, no, I'm going to go. Ah, yeah. Hey, man, dear. Yeah. Yeah. And she said, hold on. Right now. Right now. Right now. Yeah. Pizza! Yeah. Then say, I command, put hand on my chest. Command, come out now, sickness. My chest, I just hold me to it. Come out now. I said, oh, Lord. Ah, how will you not be fine in that kind of case? I said, come on, do the things you couldn't do before. Now, you're going to do the things you couldn't do before. Now, follow me. Follow me. Ah, only Aramiti, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I called my boys. I said, consider it over between me and this. Say, consider it over between the two. Yeah. So I said, we need to see. I said, this thing is not working and it can't work. Say, man, de cavala de. Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you fact. So there are sisters that should be single for a very long time. And there are brothers also that should be single for a very long time. Because they don't understand the mechanics. That you are spiritual doesn't mean you are not also a nice person, a romantic person. Do you get what I'm saying? A very good person. Because like I've told you that everybody have prayer point. Everybody. Apart from the fact that God says, you know, make an helpmate for you. God has also placed certain desires in us for a reason. And that is why if you don't love the person before you get married, it will be difficult to fall in love. Oh, yes. Yes. See, let me tell you something, because we have to be very, very, very balanced as a people. You cannot see the spouse as a cross and think your home will be fine. Your spouse is not God's, dealings. To have strong affection for your spouse. But we also know it will take more than emotional feelings for home to be kept. But it must be there. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. When God said that my wife is my wife and all that, yeah, I still went to go and check her out. Oh, yes. And I'm not endorsing carnality. Show me Genesis 2:23 from New Living Translation. Genesis 2. When Adam saw him, what did he say? At last! Somebody say at last.
At last.
At last, the man exclaimed, wow, wow, wow. When I look at my wife, I say, wow. Nobody else in this universe can make me say, wow. It's only my wife. My wife, wow. Yes. Yes. Is she not beautiful? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wow. But, wow is not enough. Because sometimes you are saying wow at a package, then you open the package, it's nonsense. Oh, yes. Adira. I say, wow, this sister is. In jail, one time like that, as a teenager, all those were moving bad gangs and bad friends, trying to learn how to toast girls on the street. So I saw this girl, very fine girl. So my friend said, oh yeah, Femi, is your turn. So I said, all right, problem. So I went and all that. I went to meet the girl and I was talking. I should have let her talk back, but I kept talking and saying the things, but I kept quiet. Oh no, I should have also made it interactive until she spoke. I said, wow. anointing. God is not about to force somebody to take you. Prepare yourself. Yeah. 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 Write it down. You can write this one. God is not about to force you on somebody. Or force somebody on you. So prepare yourself. Become the at last kind of man. Or at last kind of woman. Prepare yourself. You are either going to be a form of judgment to your spouse. Or a form of favor to your spouse. What you become is depending on your kind of preparation. Omifunke Adejumo said, a good spouse is a kind of salary that only God can give. And I said, this is a very powerful statement. Powerful statement. Amen. Somebody says it's a powerful statement. So Adam said, at last, the man exclaimed. He has seen chimpanzee. But there are people who have been saying, at last, at last. The Funke will come, at last. Bimbe, at last. Mary, at last. Pamela, at last. Inkiru, at last. They have said at last, at last. By the time the person now comes, they've used all the at last. So take time to prepare yourself and know where you are going. And know, sometimes you don't see. I want to touch some matters that sometimes these things are traditional Christianity and religion sometimes. And I want to also, okay, I'm not going to say this publicly, but it is, if you are not pastoring, all right, you are going to have issues teaching on the subject of marriage. We face practicals. We face practicals. There are people who are married and the spouse sees sex as rape because there is no connection. I mean, I'm telling you fact. Like, I don't want to go into several matters. So you must be, listen, you must be spiritually connected to your spouse, right? You know, spiritual connection. Then you must have emotional connection. Your emotions are not a waste because you have the love of Christ. You must have emotional connection. Then you must have purpose connection. You are going similar direction in life. Purpose connection. Oh yes. I'm still coming up with the things I'm saying. So, you have the responsibility to maximize the season of your singleness to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. All right? And sometimes I feel we are making a mistake. And the mistake is that we keep talking to girls and talking to girls. This meeting is towards sisters. Check an average relationship. It is the lady who is reading book on marriage, not the guy. Not the guy. Because most times men just feel there's nothing, there's no techniques to being husband. There are. Women are not simple as you may think. Even them, they don't understand themselves. Oh yes. You see, women sometimes, even them, that's why I'm not going to look at them. Alright? Because sometimes even them, they don't understand themselves. So you will need to have been prepared in a lot of ways. Do you get what I'm saying? You can give your wife something now, she's very happy, and the next moment she's just crying. Oh yes. And you are wondering, what is happening? Say, I just feel that my hair is pulling. So you must be mature in certain areas and be prepared. Let me tell you this. Never marry anybody who feels staying with you is doing you a favor. Oh yes. Never let anybody who feels marrying you. Let me just pity you. And never marry out of pity. And never let anybody marry you out of pity. If somebody has to go and pray to now feel something for you, that fellow is not your spouse. Take it anywhere. Take it anywhere. And you must be decisive enough to recognize this. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So there is loads of preparations that needs to go into the subject of marriage. There are loads of preparations. You have to understand that your days of singleness are the days for every investment in the path of destiny, in personal development, in personal life. As you proceed, those days are days of huge investment. Then those days will also now be the days where you will now understand yourself. Because you need to understand yourself. Many people understand many people, but they don't understand themselves. You need to understand yourself, and please don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. I want to say something, but I'm careful because of religious Christianity. And what I want to say is this. Sometimes you notice you don't have pull and attraction towards people with certain body types. Don't force it. While we will tell you that, don't sum up everything on that. But see, to walk down the altar with somebody you wish not to have walked down to is to regret. Before you take the step, be sure. Be 100% sure. See, I'm your pastor. And I'm telling you again, when God told me my wife is my wife, I checked her out. I did. Not because there's any lust in my heart, but because God has placed certain desires in your heart, which is also going to function as a pointer to the person. But we are not saying it's an 100% absolute pointer. Alright? And listen to this. I am not talking about individuals that devilish desires have been built through devilish exposure. There are people in church that when they are looking at you, they are looking and they are doing makalabara. Don't forget about all these things. They are checking you. Will this person like sex? Yes, yes, yes. Real matter. Real stuff. You know me, I'm going to tell you everything over. Yeah. Will this person like sex? Will this person like that style? Because you are exposed to many things. Pornography cannot form the image of the kind of woman you want to marry or the kind of man you want to marry. It will create perversion, and the devil will use it as a tool to give you somebody that is not God's plan for you. So, as much as we are saying, yes, look, watch and pray and all that, but we are saying body type is not enough. Be careful of desires that you have from somebody you want to marry that they are not God-given desires. They were created through wrong exposure, through perversion, through comparison. You know, this week, Banky W and Adesua released the picture of their son. And what you are going to hear is, oh, my ovaries. Every time, ovaries, ovaries, ovaries. Oh, my ovaries. Oh, my womb. You too, you want to burn on Igbo. You change. You're out. You're out. You're not tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, yellow, and handsome. Are you following all those funny stuff? All those funny stuff. And many people are expecting individuals that will come and play the role of God in their lives. The role that God should be the one to play. So listen to this. Even in marriage, when it comes to sexual issues, we are still going to go there as a major service topic. There is still a very strong need for self-control. So self-control doesn't die when you say, I do. You will still need it. Those of us who are married, should we tell them? Should we tell? Look at me. Should we tell these people or we should leave them alone? I should tell them. Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. You will still need self-control. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to show you the balance. The balance is that if you are not ready for sex, don't also marry. But you will still need self-control. So let's go back to that scripture. Genesis chapter number 2. Let's continue from that verse 23. No, let's go to verse 20. So he gave the names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky. So please listen to me. Listen. It's not everybody coming around you that is coming for marriage. You must know how to build LD normal relationships. You get what I'm saying? In fact, one of the requirements to enter into an abusive relationship is to have somebody that person is the only person you are relating with. And if there are people I've seen that have relationship issues, it's Christians. We don't know how to build normal relationship. We don't know how to build, to network, to be social, that somebody can come around you, open up. They say, hey, God knows my heart. Then God will marry you. God will have to marry you. Even when Samuel was going to anoint David, he was going to anoint Eliab for the costume. But God said, I don't see as men see it. God look at the heart. Men look at the outward appearance. So if you say your heart is good, it will take God to now come and reveal that heart. Until then, bring what is there out. Speak. Converse. Build relationship. Network. Communicate. Mass sorrow. Communicate. Be social. Be sociable. Not like if you are not dating, we're enemies. If we are not married, let's not talk. No! Have friends. Well, the one thing I don't know is when you are not married, you have other sex, bestie. That one I'm confused. Or your relationship, that bestie. But not learn to build normal relationship. Somebody is trying to be your friend. Open up. Alright? As you put a ring in your hand, you see, you are dealing with all the fears, all the open up. Tukini, tutuka, open up. Ah. Please understand the kini in context. Do you understand what I'm saying? Open up. Talk. Can we talk over lunch? Yes. If you are free. Say, I don't go out. Let's go and see each other. I don't know any. And is it beating you? Just ask you. Let's just talk. Ultima, everybody can see us. Someone is trying to talk to you. Can we meet on Wednesday? There's no service and all those things. You are coming for the dinner, not lunch. What is so scarf, my tea? What is so where? Over black skirt, black top. Say, Okuni. Are you following what I'm saying? You now came, the guy is now wondering, am I sure God showed me well? Look like the person's prayer request. Are you following what I'm saying? I know what I'm telling you. Sometimes it is from your network, your cycle. Somebody just saw your picture on somebody's status and said, wow, who is she? And then come back. Somebody has seen your picture. Somebody, you are in the same group, then the fellow was scrolling through the group and saw your picture on that group, and the fellow now chatted. You blocked the person and said, because my husband cannot come from WhatsApp. Okay, he's going to come from where? No, he can't come from WhatsApp. Where will he come from? I met through Telegram. She joined prayer platform. Oh, Telegram. Yeah. Telegram. A picture of me. I've been seeing her comments. I say, ah, this girl, I'm just looking yum yum like Chinese, like they're telling me. This girl just, yeah. One time I just chatted her up and I gave her assignment and me too, I started with assignment anyway. She came to church and came for one of our services and sat down and she was looking at me eyeball to eyeball. And she was not perturbed, she was not under pressure, she was not disturbed. She said, this feels like home. Ah, yeah! Khalida Baya. Yes! Yes! I loved what I was seeing. So God said, this is your wife. Oh, yeah. There are things that may not be there that you put it there. My wife wore what I hated the most. I will speak against beret bandana. I don't like it personally. So if you like it, no problem. But my wife came with that beret and tied. bandana and tied it. I went to their church. That is a pastor. Went to their church. I saw my wife amongst the choir. We went there together. My wife sat down in the choir, wear beret. I said, I'm going to take you from here. I'm going to carry you. And I'm going to collect this beret from your head. And I'm going to. So one time that somebody came to meet me in church and said, I did this fine beret. I want to give your wife. Oh yeah. So, I said, well, if she like it and all that, and if you are here, I'm sorry, I'm not spoiling it. I said, there are people who wear beret and I like the way they wear it, like Mercy Chinwo and all that. Yeah. The problem is not even some of these things, it's the way you wear it. Yeah, so, as I said, I'm very open. My wife saw a vision when we were dating that I went to go and open her hair. Because she was not wearing earring. She saw the vision that I went to go and open her hair. She called me the morning, said, I saw you in my vision. I said, God has shown you exactly what I'm going to do. Yes. I did not lie. I did not package. I did not lie. I told her everything. Oh yeah. Yeah. My wife mother begged me. I said, don't make my daughter lie. I said, I cannot answer you. Sorry, look at, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh yes. Sometimes some things are not readily there, but you look at the future. My feelings, Oh yes. Oh yeah. My jadibai. Oh yes. Ah. Yes. Ah, yeah. See, yeah. See, my. This. Yeah. This is the result. Yeah. See, maybe there are pastors who are married and are really dying in their heart that I should not have married my wife. My wife is not fine. I'm not in that category. I love what I see. Many times my wife is sleeping at night. I'm rubbing her hair. I'm just saying, fine girl. Fine girl. I was moving from Ibadan to Gbongon. Yeah. Gbongon felt like Bodija. Just go close. This pastor told me, and that's why God is going to put grace on my life and give him. Because he drove and drove and he drove.
Oh, yes.
Are you following what I'm saying here?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Some things can be worked on. I said some things can be worked on. Some things can be worked on. Some things can be changed. Some things can be amended. Now understand this. Your spouse is not going to be a finished product. Your spouse is not going to be a finished product. But you must know the kind of project you want to undertake. Uh-huh. Because there are temporal projects and there are lifetime projects. And this one, you will do it till you say you are tired. Maybe you even die. And the work is still undone. There's nothing like I'm going to marry him or marry her and change her. It is only God who changes people. If he can't, you can't. And that's why the final phase of marriage is acceptance. The point where you know that this is who I have married and this is the whole stuff. But that doesn't also mean there will not have been adjustment upon adjustment upon adjustment. I told you the first culture shock we had when we got married, first culture shock. We're doing honeymoon. Am I correct? We're preparing to travel. And then my wife gave me rice. So my life is not simple. My life is very simple. I get confused with rice, then salad, then meat, then vegetable, then plantain. It confuses me. So just give me rice, then give me stew, then give me water. I'm good. Just meat is not even compulsory. Ask my wife. Meat is not compulsory. I might just finish the food and just, you don't eat your meat. I don't feel like eating the meat. Just very simple. Because I have suffered. So I'm not used to many things. So my wife, I met my wife in the kitchen. She was crying. New wife. Cha-cha. Crying. Was crying inside the kitchen. What happened?
He said, I told God, when I marry, I'm going to experiment different kind of food. But, eh, look at you. The one we made yesterday, you've not eaten. Oh, yeah.
First thing that came to my mind was, So somebody can be crying because of me, I didn't eat. This is so opposite of the things I've seen in my entire life. Me and the boys, if I don't eat it, they are happy that, very happy that, it's fasting. But this one, this kind, was kind.
Said, you don't eat your food, you don't,
I said, so let me open up, For years now, I don't take breakfast and lunch. I don't know how to. I don't know how you are going to help me. But you know, at some point, I adjusted. I adjusted. Because you cannot say this is how you are, you can't change. No, you can't. You're not ready for happiness and for peace in the home. No, you adjust. Yeah, that's violence level that you are activating. Violence mode activated. So you are going to adjust. And also say how we can come to the middle ground, how I'm going to, because you are not married to make the fellow sad. Are you what I'm saying now? So I adjusted. I started, I'll tell my wife when I'm giving breakfast. Then one time like that, I also now compulsively had to adjust because of my health. I had to now start eating breakfast, you know, and then I said, so, but later my wife now became the one that now came to meet me where I was. Yeah. So now we are team no breakfast. Yes. So that pastor, I saw Pastor Mildred was talking about her husband. Yeah, when she married Pastor Kingsley, that he was sleeping on half of the bed. What is arranging? You know, like books, he just arranged books on the bed. I used book to form a wall. L. I could imagine L shape when she said that. So he would just sleep there and all that. So she will have to help him pack. She can just see a paper on the ground. And sweep it off. And he will say, you have sweat my sermon note. So, yeah. But she said as at the time she was talking, she too had become like him. You see? Huh? Yeah, she had become like him. Because these things rubs off. Now, don't kill yourself and your spouse over the things that can be amended. Some things are not that deep. They're not that deep. Alright? They are not that deep. You must be a peace-loving individual. And give room for individuality. Give room for understanding. Daddy Joe said the first rule in marriage is that angels don't eat jollof rice. If your wife eats jollof rice, she's not an angel. You only expect perfections from angel. But even in heaven, angels fail. He didn't say angels that sought waters of men and then lost it after. Angel. I'm not saying that means you must fall. I don't know. But I'm saying that you are marrying a person, human being. For see, I've joined several people together on wedding, their bodies looking pest. When they now remove the makeup and wash the makeup and remove the wig, have you seen where a woman removes wig? And now sit down and fan herself and this girl. When my wife was pregnant and heavily pregnant, sorry, I'm just using you as, when you preach to you, use myself. So this is my day. So, when my wife was pregnant and all that, my wife would just, she says she feel like eating food inside pot. But I make balloon in here, no problem. So, inside pot, you shall have it. So, I've served inside, I go and turn inside the pot and say, she will now sit down and put fan and say, I'm crying so much. So, if you are looking for one Cinderella, you are not going to find. One time my wife said, I feel like eating your vegetable, that your handmade vegetable that you made. I said, go and buy this. I was sweating in the kitchen making vegetable. As I finished the vegetable, I'm going to the room. My chest. I went to sit down with my tea. I said, you are your own level. So I said, I don't want to pass it. But that's marriage. It's real. That's marriage for you. You are real. So I'm sharing stories Because I know that it is better than theory. So you can see that who you are marrying is a person. They use toilet. Oh yeah. And sometimes it's not nice. Sometimes you come out of toilet and say, nobody should enter that place for another 30 minutes. So just expect, go to, if you want to do, so if you want to do anything, go to visitor's room, just leave that place like that. So you get confused and say, who have I married? Sometimes you are fine, but you're inside. So, you, so it's you, man, tell yourself, you are going to marry a person. Oh, yeah. So you see, some people fight over, close the toilet seat, don't close the toilet seat. You see, you don't need issue about that. You don't, and if you meet urine around the toilet seat, that can't be a woman. That's a man. Oh yeah. You don't need any mathematics. A man has done this. So you don't come and say, what kind of man did I marry now? Yeah, you too, that you married the person, you are the same thing. Yeah. So you just accept it and then tell the person that, please, toilet seat don't clean themselves. So you when you use this thing, you clean yourself. You do okay. Do this thing nicer. Some boys lived in Awo. Do you know Awo? Awo all. Which place is close to Awo Hall again? Maybe UI or Unilag. Zeke Hall. Yeah. They see one time like that. I don't want to share stories. So you see boys come out of their hostels and bath clean and well. Go and check the bag where they brought that clothes from. Uncle Dusty, I be on the bag. Come out and say, that guy, I like him. When you now marry him, you now see him. In marriage, you will see the person. You will see the person. But you know, when my wife was pregnant, I loved her the more. You know why? In fact, I loved her the more. I don't want to say many things because my wife is not here. So I prepared my mind. I prepared my mind. Yeah, that this is going to happen. So I just go and carry. Yes, yes. You speak, Lord, for your servant is here. So. I saw it as an avenue to serve her and show her that when I saw you and I said I love you, I mean it. So I served. Oh yes. Oh yes. So. In marriage, you are marrying a real person. They fall sick, they get tired, they get stressed, they get hungry, they get moody, they rejoice, they eat. Sometimes they don't pack plates, they forget it. They do. So if my wife too is going to take, of course, safety is a specialist in this field. So, yeah. So maybe when she's talking to you, yeah, because me too, I'm not really 100% nice. Some things I don't know. Because when you get married, you now know. When we got married for the first, how many weeks? I didn't even believe that we're married. I will leave our room to go to visitor's room to change. Is it shocking you? Yeah. I did not believe. She was like my sister in the Lord. I will tell you why. All through my life, I've been living with boys. So now this person, be looking at her that I want to change now. I say that he's not understanding. So I will now pack my thing, then go to the visitor's room. Then go and change and come. My wife just look at me and say, I will say, I want to pray in prayer room. I don't want to be disturbed. And all that. My wife will come and lie down at the door of the prayer room and be singing. And as a single, I can be there all day. But now I will now have to open the door and say, But that's marriage. Two individuals, and that's why it can only work between two forgivers. Because the person that loves you the most will hurt you the most. But you must always recover. But listen, don't just recover, recover on time. Because the space to delay and delay, the devil will come in and then ventilate stuffs. Have you been blessed in this service? Oh yes, let's give the Lord a big, big hand. So let me tell you this truth, if you will not believe. If God asks me which one will I pick between the ministry and my home, I'll pick my home. So, yeah. Because all of you will have another pastor, but my wife will not have another husband. And my daughter will not have another father. So, home first. That's the order. And I'm appealing to those of you who are in ministry, those of you who are in businesses. Spend time with your spouse. Talk. Listen to your spouse. Rekindle the fire of your love. Then spouse too. Stop tying rapper all the time. Stop tying rapper. The way you wear, pest, and he fell in love. Try keep. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying, is it carnality? I'm encouraging carnality. I'm encouraging sensuality. No. Package yourself. Package yourself. Give him a good side to behold. Package yourself. Then communicate. Communicate. Sometimes you think some things are causing your spouse to love you more, but they are making your spouse confused. So you, when you are communicating, you find out. Go out, eat out, look at each other in the eye, hold hands, take a walk. And I bless God for the couples community in this church. But there's always weekly activities. Sometimes the weekly activity is that you take a walk with your wife. Oh, yes. And you are going to talk. The things you have not been able to say, you say them. Then you, are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, yes. But take this home. You are going to marry a person, not an angel. So there are things that, and this thing is like a father rice. No matter how hard you try, it will chop stone. So, yeah, there are things you will have to see that you'll have to deal with. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are things that will shock you. There are things that will shock you. That anointed person, you will see something. You are, it will shock you. My wife has been shocked sometimes. Maybe she will tell, I don't know what, but she was shocked. And I said, me too, I'm shocked. But so you are going to see it, but it's, so don't expect perfection from your spouse. As long as you are not perfect, your spouse is not going to be perfect. And I heard a pastor say this years ago. He said, never join a perfect church. He said, because the day you join the perfect church, then the church is no longer perfect. Because even you too, you are not perfect. So your culture of learning how to deal with different relationships despite imperfections will now be needed during marriage. But if you have been cutting people, just cut. You will also do that in marriage. But that culture of perseverance, of love, of endurance, you will need it. Because you have built it. Let's rise up and pray. Yeah, you can rejoice. And so on Tuesday, I'm going to be teaching on 4 levels of maturity to be attained before marriage. 4 levels of maturity. So on Tuesday, 4. How many levels? 4 levels of maturity. Yeah. My note is full for this conversation. So yeah, we have a long way to go. Is that okay? And then we are now going to get to a point that we are now dealing with marriage proper. And it is going to be good past question for those of you who are single. So we'll give you past question. So that by time, so by the time you, I'm not a pastor that will think you are not ready for something. You are ready for it and I'm going to teach you. Yes, you are ready for it. Yes. One time like that, we invited somebody to come and preach during my service, to come and talk to coppers about relationship and marriage. And when it got to the issue of sex, and the woman says she's not going to tell us because we are young people that we are not ready. What, her daughter was somebody I was mentoring and she was having sex with a boy and she didn't know. So that's the same attitude, which was not telling the girl what she had to get, and the girl was already in trouble. But I'm going to tell you the things you should know. Alright? And so that you can be well prepared. Are you following what I'm saying? And by the time you enter into marriage, it's going to be sweet in the name of Jesus. So today I decree and I bless all of you that the hand of God is going to rest upon you. Amen. You are furnished with all the knowledge you should have in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody here who is having fear of getting married, I rebuke that fear. Amen. That fear is not from God. I curse that fear in the name of Jesus. And I decree that you are not under any form of pressure in the name of Jesus. And that you will not miss the will of God for your life. You are going to meet His perfect plan for you in the name of Jesus. And you will not be healed prepared. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-3095-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.